to be baptized, if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and yet have not ever been baptized, we would love to have the honor to be participatory with you in that exercise. So know that it's for you here in this place. We want to read our scriptural affirmations here. In our scriptural affirmations, I read the italicized, and then you will read the bold. It comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 11. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief.
Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for an helmet the hope of salvation.
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ,
who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Lord, thank you for bringing us together that we can build each other up so that you might be glorified. Thank you for bringing us together, and thank you for the fact that your presence is here this day. We thank you that you are here with us. We thank you and ask that you would manifest yourself to us in such a way that we will know, that we will know, that we will know we are in the presence of the living God. We ask, Lord, that you would be honored, that your name would be magnified, that the body would be edified, all for your glory. Thank you for this time together. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. That's probably not a good thing to do. God is good to us. I just can't help but celebrate the fact that God is good. God is love. He is all powerful. He is great. He is wonderful. Lord, we just come to worship you. We worship you because you are good. We worship you because you are, and you're a rewarder of them who diligently seek you. We worship you. We love you. We praise you. We realize that it's only by your grace that we are not consumed. And so it is an amazing thing that we, right now, even in the midst of this day, even in the midst of our whatever, you ever notice that we carry lots of whatevers around with us? So much going on. Whatever. You know, we just recognize that there's just lots of whatevers that go on in life. There are lots of things that happen in life that we don't have control over. There's lots of things that we go through in life that aren't quite what we expected or necessarily even desired. We recognize that. But in the midst of the recognition that there are circumstances that are all around us that are challenging, there are things that even seems to come from within us that are disappointing or not what we want. There are places that we are that we didn't expect to be. Even in the midst of all that, I am determined that this day, not some distant time in the future, this day, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord because he's worthy. I will rejoice in the Lord because he's good. I will rejoice in the Lord because he said so. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I know. I think the problem is that we thought we were God. And we are always disappointed when it didn't happen just the way that we said it should. We are disappointed that we didn't come to this point in our lives by the way or the route that we would have chosen. So here we are. No, here we are.
Amen.
Here we are. And this is so much better than it could have been. So much more. And it is a jumping off point. It is a starting place for us this day. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. I like this scripture a lot. It kind of surprised me when I began to look at it this week. Surprised me because I didn't realize how much that we need to hear this. You and I really need to hear this today, I think. I hadn't expected. I guess I'm still surprised sometimes by how relevant Scripture really is to our lives. It's real. It actually applies. It's true. The stuff that I quote, the Word of God is quick and powerful. Yeah, it's alive. It has the ability to do whatever it is that God has called his Word to do, and it will not return to him void. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a very exacting instrument. It's a scalpel, scalpel. It can divide even between things that seem indivisible. He knows our thoughts. He knows the way we think. He knows when we're thinking truly. He knows when we're fooling ourselves. He knows us. This Word of God, we can depend on this Word of God. We can lean into the Word of God. We can trust the Word of God when everything around us, all of our senses tell us something different. We can still trust him because he is good. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. It's real. It's definite in spite of the stuff. 1 Thessalonians 5, but of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. You know what time it is. You know that he's closer than he has ever been to coming back and the sky opening, and we see him as he is, and he calls us up to be with him forever and ever and ever and ever, and we walk in the victory that he has already won, and we walk in the glory that is all his, and we are part of his body, and we live in this wondrous way, knowing that we know that he loves us and that we are the objects of his love. He set his love on us before the foundation of the world. He chose us. He is grabbed us, pulled us to himself. He has used but you know that this is the time that is. But do you remember that we're in this season, this period of time, that we are challenged by many, 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 many things? Seasons can fool you. You've noticed that, haven't you? Seasons can fool you. It is going to be a really nice day out there today, somewhere maybe in the 80s. My kind of weather. We like hot weather. And it's like a lot of fun. But by the middle of the week, it's going to be in the 30s. Seasons can fool you, you know, because sometimes you forget what season you're in. You forget what it's supposed to be like according to what you thought. You see, you may have thought, well, this is the spring season, so the weather should be 72 degrees in the evening and 73 degrees in the morning, and I'm just supposed to be able to relax and do what I want the way that I want, and everything is supposed to be dry except when I'm sleeping. Then it could rain because I want to have flowers the next day. Yeah, you know how that is. You know, in the morning, the sun can be kind of hot just to dry up the leaves a little bit. It's the season for that. But God doesn't seem to think of the seasons quite the same way that we do. What season are you in? Are you in a season of mourning where everything, no matter what's going on, reminds you of something that hurts? Where as you look around, there are so many firsts in your life. First without that person. First since this happened. First time that I looked down and couldn't see my toes. First, what kind of first do you find yourself in? What season are you in? Is this your season to see radical change in your life, where you were this and now you need to be this? And as much as you want to be this, and as much as you are calling for this, every once in a while you look back because that had such a hold on you. And you're wondering, have I escaped to this new season? You know what time it is. You know it's time for God to do some things in your life. You know what time it is. You can tell that by the things going on all around you that times are different. But what season do you find yourself in? You have no need that I write unto you about stuff like this, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. I get tempted to do the eschatological thing and try to figure out just when it is that Jesus is going to return, how he's going to return. I have friends in every conceivable camp, it seems. And every time I meet a new person, it's like, that's a weird idea. And there's just one thing after another, after another, after another. And I could, some days, because I enjoy reading the Bible and studying the Word of God and thinking about theological things, I can find myself wrapped up in chasing rabbits down holes that, how can I say this carefully, is none of our business. You see, he's going to come when he decides it's time. We're going to see him when he decides it's time. We could sit and spend all of our energy trying to determine this thing. And there will be people out there that say, peace and safety. And then sudden destruction cometh upon them. They say, just forget about it. You don't have to think about it now. Because I've got it listed when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen and the way it's going to happen. And so you don't even have to even start to get ready until you see this and this and this and this and this. And I said, no, 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 no. Live ready every day. Live ready every day because you're missing it. Live ready every day. Don't you understand that there's great joy in living ready every day? There's great joy in walking in the Spirit. There's great joy in being led by God. It's great joy that whether you are asleep or you're awake, whether what's happening is good or bad, that when Jesus sees you, you'll be doing what Jesus wants you to do. And you can know that now. So when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Now, can I put a little caveat on that? Because he was writing to the Thessalonians. I'm saying you're not in darkness if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the only glimpse of light you have is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only light you have. That's the only way that you should go. Don't sit there. If you are in darkness, come out. Excuse me. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You have the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? You don't. Some of you think you can be children of the twilight, somewhere in between. I guess that works for vampires. Ha 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 ha. That was my best joke for the day. You guys are in trouble. But I'm telling you, you can't be in between. I don't want this to be a somber message because there's great joy in this word. But you are either children of the day or you are children of the night. Either you know him or you don't. Either you have this whole world opening up to you with great promise and great reward, or you have it closing in on you. Therefore, verse 6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let us be serious. Let us pay attention to what is going on around us and live in line with the truth of the gospel. Let us not sleep. This means actual sleep, but sleep is always a euphemism for death. Let's not act like dead people. Let's live. I want us to live. Are you enjoying this process of being a Christian? Or are you suffering through? Oh, I guess I have to serve the Lord. What happened to, I get to serve the Lord? I get to do His will today. I've been empowered to do His will today. Oh, this situation, boy, that looks tough. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I'm ready. I am ready for this situation. I am ready for what God wants to do. I am ready to be the person He's called me to be. I am ready. I am ready. And I am grateful that God has called me. I am grateful that God has called you. I am grateful that He wants to take such a weak, broken, messed up person like me and show His glory through. And you know what? I'm just like the perfect person to show His glory through, because if you see anything good, every good and perfect gift that could possibly be working in me comes from the Father of lights above. It's in Him that there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. It's in Him that makes the difference. It's only because He is that I am. It's only because that He is so very good. We made the great exchange. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Christ lives within me, and the life that I live by the power of the one who died for me. Amen. He lives in me. And I can trust that He lives in me. I can trust that He's with me. I can trust that He will not leave me nor forsake me. I can trust Him. Do you trust Him today? If you trust Him, this could be a fun day. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what happens, because because He's got you. When my father was around on this earth, please excuse me, it was such an amazing thing when He stood by my side. I felt like I could do anything. And quite frankly, some days I did things that were way, way, way above anything I ever thought. Because I looked and Daddy was there. I want you to know today, if you know Him, Daddy is here. He is with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. But will you try to leave Him? Will you ignore what He has done in your life? Will you have this sense that you could do this thing on your own? Are you strong enough to get it done? I'm not strong enough. My only strength comes from Him. Verse 7, for they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. So many people that I love, even think well of, are drunk on this world. Sometimes it's drunk on alcohol. Sometimes it's drunk on drugs. Sometimes it's drunk on status. Sometimes it's drunk on stuff. Sometimes it's drunk on worry. But they're drunk on this world. Because they consume the stuff of this world. They allow the stuff of this world to control them. They allow the stuff of this world to determine how they behave. They allow the stuff of this world to be what causes them to react and causes the way they speak and determines what they do. But I'm telling you that we should not be filled with the wine, the stuff, the drug of this world. Don't let this world intoxicate you. Pull away from that. Pull away from the addiction to the stuff of this world and allow yourself to be filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that wants to guide and lead. The Spirit that wants to control the way you think. Cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you. The Spirit that loves you. The Spirit that helps you to love the unlovable. The Spirit that helps you have the strength to do the impossible. The Spirit that has called you and given you this sense of goodness so that you can be good in every situation, that you can walk with self-control in every situation, a control that of yourself that is given over to God, that you can persevere through the tough times. You get tired of all of this stuff. You get tired of this and that and all of the things that come against you, but you can have that perseverance. It comes with the package of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But not only do you have that perseverance, that patience, you can have faith that moves mountains. There are things that keep you from doing what God has called you to do that should not be able to keep you from doing what God has called you to do. You should have faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith will allow you to say, mountain, move. But not only faith, you can have a peace that really passes all understanding. As your life is transitioning, as you're going through this stuff, the temptation to worry is mighty. Mighty, 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 mighty. But you don't have to worry. Because it's not on you anymore. Take it off of your shoulders. Release this thing. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Get hooked up with Him. He'll carry the weight and you. Get hooked up with Him so that you are in lockstep with Him. So you can have a peace and a joy. Do you know the joy of the Lord is our strength? Yeah. I'm still amazed that in lots of different sports, someone can knock you down. They can beat on you. But at the end of it, you stand up smiling. You know, you ever see those MMA fighters? That's like really stupid. I mean, really, think about it. They let people pound on them and they pull on their joints and kick them and throw them down on the ground and try to get them in submission holds. It sounds like what the devil's trying to do to you, you know? Slapping you around. It's just all kinds of craziness. And you know, guys actually get up and say, give me some more. Those days that it's hurting and hard, maybe you ought to learn to stand up and say, give me some more. Because the more you rain it down, the victory will be so much sweeter. Because I hate to tell you, the fight is fixed. And if you know him, you win. You win. I've been watching, I like basketball. I've been watching a lot of the playoff things. And when the end of the game comes, and the team, the people that are rooting for the winning team see the winning shot, the game is over, and the announcer gets all excited. It's over. He wins. They win. They win. Everybody gets excited. Babies are crying and people are shouting and high-fiving each other. People that don't know each other. Like, that person could have cooties that you don't know, but you're just like, yeah! But, you know, in church, we go, you win. We win. We win. Don't you get it? That's not the real world. This is. We win. We win. We win. God has blessed us. We win. This is a good thing. We win. So let us, who are of the day, be sober, be serious about this thing, putting on the breastplate of faith. Cover your heart with the faith of God. Put on the breastplate of love, of love. You are supposed to love each other. You are supposed to love God. Let's walk as people of love. Let's put on the helmet of hope, hope for salvation. We have hope that God is, and he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Let us begin to think right. Let us have faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Dive into the word of God so that when somebody says, we win, you can celebrate genuinely and won't have to be pushed along. Because for God hath not appointed us to wrath. We've not been appointed to wrath. That's not for us. But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Who died for us. That whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as you also do. We win. Today, are you aware that we win? Wait a minute. Maybe you're not a part of the we yet. You can fix that today. You can fix that. It's an amazing thing. You could fix that if you confess with your mouth. If you really believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and that his death on the cross actually paid for all of your sins, past, present, and future. If you believe that, you confess him out, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. He has got the right to be in charge. He's got the right to tell us what to do. If you actually believe that, then you can be changed and you are made a part. You are made a part of the body of Christ. And if you are a part of the body of Christ, we win. Today, as the band is playing, we can celebrate. You know, there's some Christians who have not been feeling the celebration thing. I get it. It's hard. But maybe today you will just receive the celebration thing. Maybe today you'll say, hey, you know what? I'm going to change my thinking so that in spite of the circumstance I find myself in, I will acknowledge the fact that we win. I might be hurting, but I know that I win. It might be tough, but I know that I win. I might have tears in my eyes and in my heart, but I know that I win. And I expect that the God who loves me so will one day wipe away all of my tears. And that even through my tears, I can have a smile on my face. Even through my tears, I can celebrate. Even through all of this stuff, I can receive his goodness and grace because I know with him, because of him, through him, and only in him, I win. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you for giving me a family. Thank you.